Then a woman from a small farm town in Idaho. Find happiness as a rural magazine publisher, catalog merchant, teacher, author with shades of Mother Earth News, Martha Stewart, Old MacDonald, Henry Luce, and a bit of sewing, tatting, and quilting thrown in? Sure. Such is the story of Mary Jane Butters. Who? Mary Jane Butters, Bloomberg's Rosalind Barrow reports.
Talk to Mary Jane Butters for 15 minutes, and you'll get the urge to buy a small farm, canned fruits and vegetables, and crochet a doily. You may not know her name yet, but head on down to your local magazine rack, and you might see her Mary Jane's magazine.
It was a catalog that got out of hand. I love magazines. I subscribe to about 55, and I love the great stylists. I think Martha Stewart's a great stylist. My idea was it was just something I was going to give my current customers, something beautiful and fun and wonderful. Didn't dream that magazine distributors would discover it.
And discover it, they did.
This last issue went into all the Borders, Barnes & Noble, Walmart stores, grocery stores. It went into Canada.
And now she has a $1.3 million book deal with Random House's Clarkson Potter, the same company that publishes Martha Stewart's books. And negotiations are underway for a line of household goods under the Mary Jane brand. Like Martha Stewart, Butters magazine and website offer up recipes, gardening, and do-it-yourself projects. She also writes about the joys and hardships of rural life. The magazine, which comes out three or four times a year for now, is two-thirds articles and one-third catalog of her food mixes, clothing, and accessories. Who is Mary Jane Butters, and how did she go from a single mom raising two kids on a five-acre farm with no indoor plumbing in Moscow, Idaho, to successful businesswoman? Butters says her dream began taking shape when she teamed up with a garbanzo farmer and began making falafel.
And I eventually worked with other farmers in the area, and they were having trouble with marketing their product, doing something value-added. They were good at growing it, but then they weren't bringing in enough money that way. So I did the value-added part of it.
Slowly, she went from 5 pounds of falafel a month to the local farmer's market to a catalog business selling thousands of pounds of organic food around the world and her self-published magazine. Butters is a believer in doing it yourself and wants her story to be a model for women who dream about owning the small farm business.
Most women have farm fantasies. And nationally, women are the largest and fastest growing group of people buying small farms. In 10 years at this current rate, 75% of American farmland will be owned by women.
Not just a role model, Butters wants to help women and men achieve that goal. She already runs Pay Dirt Farm, a program she developed several years ago, when a woman contacted her and asked to see how she did it.
Eventually, I turned it into an official 501c3, and I've run about 22 students through the program, and they've all gone on to be farmers. A couple of the farmers market booths here locally got their start here.
In the beginning, Butters encouraged people to stay a whole season from spring to fall.
I'm doing these one-week intensive farm stays where I take a person and walk them through. Every day is packed with information, everything from growing food to learning how to eat it. And then I can serve as a consultant after they go back home.
She also has ideas for setting up women-to-women programs.
I want to teach a woman how to ship food, how to provide customer service, how to set up a corporation. I even want to write a book on how to do a public stock offering, which I did merely from reading books. So all that can be done from a farm, and now that we have UPS, you can be anywhere, produce a product, and connect with a person who buys it and eliminate all those middle people.
It hasn't been all uphill for Butters. Even after her IPO in the 1990s, raised $500,000 from 55 stockholders.
The September after 9/11 was horrible. People were hanging on to their last dollar, and we would go to our computer and our websites, and there were no orders. For instance, the September of September 11th, I had $35,000 in backpacking food sales that month. The following September, that had slowly dropped to $1,800.
She borrowed $20,000 from her bookkeeper, and a bankruptcy lawyer told her the situation was so grim she was beyond bankruptcy. She called her suppliers, who stood behind her, talked with an agent who had seen her magazine, and came up with a 63-page book proposal.
The bids started coming in, and publishers were walking into his office and putting a number on his desk saying, here's $900,000, take it off the table. He'd say, no. And he knew what he was doing, and I was in good hands.
With a $400,000 advance from the book deal, Butters was able to pay off all her bills and look to the future. The first book, to be called Mary Jane's Gathering Place, is an idea book, cookbook, life book, as she says, for the farm girl in all of us.
It'll be portraits of some of the other women who helped me with ideas. It'll be my mother's hands through the whole sewing section. She's the doyen of doilies, I call her. I want to give ideas for what women can do on a piece of land, how they can make a living.
Some are already calling Butters the rural Martha Stewart. While she says Stewart paved the way for women like her, her outlook is very different from Martha's elegant Westport, Connecticut life.
I'm out here thinking about busy days, growing chicks, gardens, and children, plank and platter dinners.
Nothing seems to get Butters down. She even turned the loss of her homestead into a plus.
I lost my house in a fire, and I had to get imaginative again and step up to the plate and get up off my knees. My husband and I hollowed out this plum pit. He worked the tractor, and I threw chains around trees, and we uprooted the middle part of this huge grove of trees, and I got going. It was just one thing after another. Pretty soon there was a sink, and then there was a full propane range in there, and beds, and then an extra spare bedroom.
This is not a simple campsite. Butter's bed is covered in lace and a gauzy canopy, a bed even Martha Stewart would love to sleep in. You can see Mary Jane Butter's bed and learn more about her at her website, www.maryjanesfarm.org. I'm Rosalind Barrow, Bloomberg Radio.
As reporter Barrow mentioned, the magazine Mary Jane's Magazine comes out only sporadically. The most recent issue was a few months ago, but there is one in the works. And now, from rural domesticity to the singles scene, and when do we age out of the courting process? Maybe never. We will hear about that toward the end of this hour. Our guest will tell us about self-marketing. It's not just